YMCA of the Northwoods. We have Allie, we have Linda both with us here to talk a little bit about both of those. Morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. We've been seeing a little bit on social media about some of the fundraising and stuff going on with this, with the YMCA of the Northwoods. So it's a good time for us to get updated.
Yeah,
what's going on?
We've got a lot going on this project. Really exciting news as we go even closer to that groundbreaking moment for this YMCA right on our Highway 13 here in Park Falls. We need that momentum going, and we already got it started. We started our fundraising efforts. We have a large goal of $2.5 million to finalize this project. A lot of questions out there have been asked. A lot of people are wondering, and we just want to make sure that everybody's getting the information on the project.
Okay.
Going forward, so we've got this, the whole remodel project going for the current city hall, and then we'd like to add a gym and a wellness center to this building, and to do that, it's just a little bit more than the grant originally anticipated, and so this is where we come out, and we need that community support right now.
Yeah.
And we're open to having those conversations with anybody that wants to have those conversations.
Okay. All right.
And we are so grateful to those that have given so far, and we'd like to thank them for supporting that vision and dream, but we just need more to come forth. We have a lot of ask out there. We need pledge sheets back, and we're hoping if you haven't considered yet to give a meaningful gift, because this will transform this area.
Yeah, what a great way to pass on a legacy, really, to a community. I mean, you're helping to create a facility that will affect people's lives for generations to come, really.
Yeah, and in this community, what we've run into is a lot of people have never been to a Y, have never understood what it does for a community. In our case, a Y is more than just a gym. It's more than just a fitness center. It's a place where everybody can meet. It's our new community center. It's our where our elderly can have coffee, and it's where we can program to have people come and visit and hang out for the day and just socialize, where we don't really have that right now in our community.
Yeah.
And so we're hoping for a ton of community support on this one. We've got a handful of ways to donate. One is the donations can be dropped off right at Forward Bank. We do have pledge sheets right in the lobby that they can fill out right there and be able to donate. Another option, if you'd like a little bit more privacy, then you can go right to mail it right directly to the YMCA of the Northwoods, and they're keeping track of all of those there. We have pledge sheets for pickup at Forward Bank, or if you contact myself or Linda, which we've got a Facebook page out with updated information on how to get a hold of us and our YMCA website.
Yeah, and we're hoping to make progress on this, as soon as next year, right? We're hoping, right?
Yes, yeah. So next year we're breaking ground. And so that's the goal. And so we just need to get to this final part of it to get there.
All right. So again, Linda, if they want to give, Forward Bank, or they can send it right to, like you said, YMCA of the Northwoods, right?
Yeah, and pledges can be made up to 5 years. So you can spread your generosity and still build the Y for the future.
Okay.
And it's exciting. Many projects, we've already have 80% of the project fundraised. So just this last little push, we need the help from the community to make it happen.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Well, I hope you'll come in and update us through the winter. And it's a very exciting times once we get that facility here. It's going to be something else. I got great memories of the Y as a kid down in Eau Claire. I remember the lock-ins we used to have at the Y, and they've become so much more even since then, back when I was really a long time ago when I was young. But great memories, yep. And we're hoping to make memories for our people right here in Park Falls. So,
absolutely.
All right. Allie, Linda, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep, feel free to update us anytime. It's 9:03. We're going to get the news, and we'll talk a little golf.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A big night for Democrats in off-year local elections. In Ohio, voters overwhelmingly supported a bill that would amend the state constitution to ensure the availability of abortion. In the Commonwealth of Virginia, the Dems are now in control of both houses of the General Assembly, and abortion played a key issue there as well. ABC's Mary Bruce.
In Virginia, the Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin tried to stake out middle ground on abortion, promising if Republicans won the state legislature, they'd pass what he called reasonable restrictions, 15-week abortion ban with exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. but it backfired. Democrats not only holding on to the state Senate, but retaking the House of Delegates, too.
In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, easily won re-election in his deep red state. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, a Republican, easily won re-election in his deep red state as well. This is ABC News. Some of the world's top diplomats getting together in Japan with Ukraine and the Middle East on their minds. ABC's Tom Rivers has the story from the Foreign Desk.
In Tokyo, a pledge of support by Japan's foreign minister, Yoko Kamikawa, on a number of fronts.
It will send a clear message to the international community that we as the G7 stand with Ukraine, even while the international attention tend to be on the Middle East.
But the mood on the European continent has shifted away from blank check support for Kyiv and away from the "for as long as it takes" slogan. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And Walmart now says it will expand its quiet hours for shoppers affected by bright lights or loud noises. The company now says starting this Friday, all of its stores will take part from 8 to 10 every morning local time. Some of the changes include dimming the lights and turning off the music. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is countering false claims made in the Wisconsin Assembly's impeachment articles against Administrator Megan Wolf. The articles list several grievances, including assertions that Wolf mismanaged Wisconsin's 2020 ballot count and that she enabled illegal absentee voting in long-term care facilities. The WEC counters that all decisions are made by its six bipartisan commissioners and not Wolf. Postal workers in Milwaukee are demanding safer working conditions. The National Association of Letter Carriers rallied at Milwaukee's downtown post office Sunday. Eight people were arrested not long ago in a mail carrier robbery ring in the city. Another letter carrier was murdered on his route. Postal workers say they want solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Craig Council says goodbye. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Council made phone calls to his Brewers players last night, confirming the news he had accepted an offer to become the next manager of the Chicago Cubs. A five-year deal with $40 million, making Council the highest-paid manager in Major League Baseball. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio told reporters when Council called him about the decision to join the Cubs, his reply was, quote, "Are you messing with me?" College hoops. Wisconsin men's basketball. The Badgers win 105-76 against Arkansas State. That's the highest scoring game for the Badgers since Greg Gard took over. NBA. The Bucks beat the Nets 129-125 in Brooklyn. A busy night for Giannis. 36 points, 12 rebounds. Who said it was good having Chris Middleton back on the floor?
He's getting more comfortable, more comfortable. We're going to need him to be aggressive. We're going to need him to beat Chris. And tonight was just an example of his greatness.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 40. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tonight. Lows dip down to about 29. Cloudy. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for snow. Highs level off around 39. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Friday and Saturday, and highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 40 today. Lows level off around 29 tonight. We should top off around 39 tomorrow. A dusting of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 35.
And it's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. We continue talking about all kinds of local stuff going on. And we're going to talk golf, and Eric Kelsevig is with us. He's one of the guys helping to put together all the leagues and stuff at the Lanes here in the Northern Lights Hotel here in Park Falls. And Eric, good morning to you. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've had these golf simulators here since like February, March or so. They came in earlier this year, and I think several people have been able to get on them and kind of get familiar with them. And now we're ready to really dive in for a full-fledged winter of golfing league fun, right?
Yeah, we did they came in, they were late last year. We were hoping to get them a little earlier, but they came in a little later than we expected. So we did a little, we kind of call it a knockdown league. We had some local guys jump in, and we did a little 12-week league and kind of worked out the bugs to figure out, okay, when we go full-blown, you know, what do we need to do? And we've kind of worked it all out, and we're ready to get one going here.
All right, so what are the plans for the winter here, for the leagues, first of all, I guess?
For the leagues, what we're looking at is late November start, after deer season, get through deer season, and then start the league. And what that basically consists of is a two-person team, like any other golf league. You and a buddy hook up, and you're a team.
Okay.
It's going to end of February. It's a 12-week league. Okay. We're hoping to get a lot of teams. But the beauty of this league is you don't schedule your time to play another team because you play for points.
Okay.
So what happens here is me and my partner schedule a time with another whoever's on the league, and you can play with that pair the whole 12 weeks because you're playing for points. You're not necessarily have to play another team.
Okay.
Reason being, it's not like a golf course. We can't go off one right after the other and go. You know, it's a two-hour window that you play. You can book the same two-hour window the entire 12 weeks. Say you want to play Thursday at 6 o'clock, ultimately what you want to do is get four guys together that you enjoy playing golf with.
Sure, sure.
And you can play the entire 12 weeks with them in the same time slot.
You can block off that time slot, yeah.
Yep, time slots are available.
Or if it's just two of you and you want to rotate with somebody else, can other people come in then too?
Sure.
Yeah, you can do foursome, that. Just like a regular golf course, foursome.
Exactly, yep. Okay. Yeah, and it's, you go the 12 weeks, you accumulate points by your score. It is a handicap league.
Mm-hmm.
Play. I believe we're going to go over the first 2 weeks, we'll establish your handicap. And then you simply add points, and there's a weekly, we have a skins program you can get into. There's a few different things going on that you can just have fun with. And,
sure.
And it's, you can get into it, or you don't have to get into it.
Yeah, yeah. So, and if someone wants to schedule times away from the league and just practice or just have fun, maybe they don't want to be in the league, but they want to schedule, they can do that online still. Is that right?
Online, just go to, I'll tell you how I do it. I Google Delaney's Park Falls.
Yeah.
Comes up. I go to their website, scroll down right on the very bottom. It says book time, and you can book it right online.
Yeah, and do that just like, a day ahead of time or a little bit ahead of time? Same day? Can we do it same day? But that's kind of tough, though, isn't it?
You get a rainy day, and we did set it up so you can do it same day.
Yeah.
If that slot's already taken, however, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
But we do recommend a day or two in advance because it just makes it a little easier on you, and we're prepared for you to come.
Because the leagues are running, a lot of the leagues are running during the week, so, if people have some buddies coming in or whatever, and they want to force them and go in and play simulated golf, they can do that, right?
Yep. And basically what we've done is we've set it up for the league for Mondays and Thursdays.
Okay.
So try to avoid those days if you want, if you want to schedule a day.
Right.
Other than that, it's open Saturday, Sunday, every day of the week.
Yeah, and there's two golf simulators for those who haven't been there, right in the banquet room of the Lanes and the Northern Lights Hotel here in Park Falls. And like you said, I mean, this is the latest. I mean, it's pretty cool. I've been watching you guys. I've been there practicing bags a little bit. I've been watching you guys play, and it's really a fun experience, isn't it?
It is, and with these simulators, obviously it's a great big video game is what it is. You've seen it. It's a 10x10 screen.
Yeah.
You use your clubs. You use real golf balls. You hit off of a mat. Mm-hmm. Just like a driving range. There's, I think, 50 courses that you can play on this simulator and a driving range. And they also have a couple of fun games where you're actually aiming at different things at different yardages.
Yeah, yeah. So for league, is there a set course that you guys play? Are we playing the Park Falls Country Club?
It would be nice to get
Is there a set course then for league that you guys play, or different one every time?
We play a different course each week.
Okay, good.
And
that's
right now we're kind of trying to put that together. That's the way we did it last year, and it's kind of neat because you're going to see 12 different courses.
Yeah, yeah.
Over your time. And, a little tip. Once you get in that league, you find out what course you're going to play, sneak in early mm-hmm. rent that simulator and play a practice round on it.
A little practice round. And if you're a horrible putter, I mean, if you like seven putt sometimes, this will help you out a little bit because the putting is kind of, what is it kind of structured to make it a two putt when you get there, or how does that work?
Yeah, once you get to the green, we have it set up so that the computer actually tells you how many putts it takes.
Okay.
Reason being, that takes a lot of time out of the game itself, you know, for four guys to putt. Well, if you're within 20 feet, the computer's going to say that's a two putt.
Right.
Depending on the green, because the computer takes everything into account.
Right.
You know, so you're always up there begging for that one putt.
Yeah. Yeah, I could have made that. Yeah. I could have made that. All right. So if you want to sign up for leagues online, or should they call? What should they do there?
You can call me. And I'm at 715-661-3003. You can call the lanes themselves and sign up.
Okay.
Or you can call Mike, one of the owners, and his number is 715-776-0306.
All right. And even if, it helps to have a two-person team, but if someone is interested and they don't have somebody, they can always call, because I'm sure there's always subs or mix and match going on, right?
Yep. Yeah. Hey, if you're a single and you're looking for somebody, absolutely call. We'll try to get you hooked up with somebody and get you playing.
Yeah, and they've done up the room there real nice. We have some new tables and stools in there, and we're going to be painting it to kind of set a little ambiance for the feel of golf too, right?
Right. And you know, to go along with the game of golf, I've got Mike talked into maybe some little beer specials on,
okay.
on league night.
All right.
So.
You had some great food. It's a great night out for guys or gals to have a little bite to eat, a little beverage, and have a little fun with friends. And again, if you want to book the place to just try it out, you can always go to just Google the Lanes Park Falls and go to their website right at the bottom. You can schedule a time online there. Try to do that a day ahead of time or so, but sometimes on a rainy day it works out. So,
right.
All right, Eric, good stuff. We're going to let you go because you got to catch a plane. We'll see you later. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks,
Eric Elsevig joining us, talking about the golf simulators here at the Lanes on Highway 13 in Park Falls.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you could win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks. And with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out. Watch your entry update in real time. And continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, you go to prizepicks.com/primetime and use code PRIMETIME. Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/primetime with code PRIMETIME for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered showers. Highs around 40. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tonight. Lows dip down to about 29. Cloudy. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for snow. Highs level off around 39. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Friday and Saturday, and highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 40 today. Lows level off around 29 tonight. We should top off around 39 tomorrow. A dusting of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 35.
A couple more local events to talk about. We'll get you another news update coming up in about 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime...
Introducing...
Hi, folks, this is Keith Evans. Maybe I can take the blue
out of your brown eyes, baby. You know, I just... I don't know, it just makes me feel good. It's all you, no lie, baby. You're the only girl in my... It's my station.
It's my station.
98 Q Country.
Some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna sitting in the trunk of that 65, still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. So take that phone call from your mama and just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it.
98qcountry.com.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up, even if I tried. You and me in this moment. Feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Lying next to you in this bed with you, I ain't convinced, 'cause
past nine. We'll get you a quick news update here in just a second, but we're going to talk about another event going on right here in the city of Park Falls. This is a busy Saturday. It's a great day to stay right here and take in all of the great activities at our area churches. Christ the Servant, Pastor Gwen. How we doing, Pastor Gwen?
I'm well, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. You have a busy day coming up on Saturday, right?
We do. We have our holiday market too, so I guess you're just going to be have to be going from one market to the next.
Yeah, it'll be a fun day. Yeah.
Yeah, we have all kinds of stuff going on. The women have been really busy, and we have a wonderful bake sale this year. We're trying to do a few more healthy snacks and some sugar-free items and gluten-free items. We also have lots of home decor. We have a gal that does just beautiful jewelry, and we have pillows to sell, and of course we have our rather famous cheese balls again this year.
Oh, yes. Tell us about those.
Oh, right. Yummy, yummy. We're doing two different kinds, and they are just fabulous. They can be used right away, of course, if you can't stay away from them. We're having a cheddar one and also a cranberry this year. And so if you can't stay away from them, you could hide them in the freezer until the holidays really get here, because they do freeze very well also.
All right.
And this is really our big event for the whole year, Joel. It's just the one thing that we do during the year to make money to fund our quilting ministry. And our quilting ministry has been just super busy this year. We donated 100 quilts to Lutheran World Relief, which wow. some went across the country, some went you know, out of the country, across the world. We also have started a new thing where we are working with the veterans coordinators in all the surrounding counties and taking veterans quilts if they're either homeless or, you know, in a nursing home or whatever, and just need to be remembered. So we've been doing that too. And then, of course, our Sleep in Heavenly Peace. We need quilts for the beds for the kids. And so they have really just been super busy getting all of these quilts made. And the money that we make from this holiday market is what supports that throughout the whole year.
All right. What is that? What is Sleep in Heavenly Peace? We'll talk about that.
Sleep in Heavenly Peace is a new effort in our county. And it is a group of folks that got together. It started at our church, but it's expanded to the whole community. And they get together a couple times a month and they make beds for kids in the community that don't have them. And so we have an application process that you can go and fill out an application if your child's sleeping on the couch or a chair or the floor even, and apply to get a free bed. And it comes with it's the bed, the mattress, the sheets, the pillow, the quilt, the whole thing. So really, really wonderful. In fact, we just opened the portal last week, so we are starting now to take applications because we do have some beds made. And we already had 16 applications, so really excited about that. And so this money is going to be used to make the quilts and, you know, help the folks that don't have a bed get one for their child.
Very nice. So the event this Saturday at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church is from 9 to 2.
9 to 2, yeah.
All right, so come early. If you want to have a little bite to eat there, grab some baked goods, you can do all that, right?
You can do that. We're not actually having a meal, but okay. We do sell soup, and it's to go in either pints or quarts, and we have three different types this year. So come out and check it out, and we also have a raffle going on, and it's $1 a ticket, and we have two absolutely wonderful gifts. One is a handmade quilt. And the other is a Packer helmet that you could, like, hang on your wall.
Sure. All right. Christ the Servant Lutheran Church is right on Highway 13. It's right where the farmer's market is. You know that.
You
right
betcha.
On Highway 13 here in Park Falls. So should be a big day on Saturday. Should be a big day.
It will be.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Gwen.
All righty. Thank you for having
me. Thanks for coming in. Let's get updated on the news at 9:32.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A big night for Democrats in off-year local elections. In Ohio, voters overwhelmingly supported a bill that would amend the state constitution to ensure the availability of abortion. In the Commonwealth of Virginia, the Dems are now in control of both houses of the General Assembly, and abortion played a key issue there as well. ABC's Mary Bruce.
In Virginia, the Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin tried to stake out middle ground on abortion, promising if Republicans won the state legislature, they'd pass what he called reasonable restrictions, 15-week abortion ban with exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. But it backfired. Democrats not only holding on to the state Senate, but retaking the House of Delegates, too.
In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, easily won re-election in his deep red state. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, a Republican, easily won re-election in his deep red state as well. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. WisPolitics reports an amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million. Senators are adjusting the bill to pass the Assembly to address the concerns of enough lawmakers to get the 17 votes necessary to pass. Meanwhile, plans for the National Football League draft in Green Bay are coming together. The league says it will happen on April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Fox Valley leaders are counting on as many as 250,000 football fans to come to Northeast Wisconsin for the draft. Most of the events will happen in and around Lambeau Field. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Craig Council says goodbye. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Council made phone calls to his Brewers players last night, confirming the news he had accepted an offer to become the next manager of the Chicago Cubs. A five-year deal with $40 million, making Council the highest-paid manager in Major League Baseball. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio told reporters when Council called him about the decision to join the Cubs, his reply was, quote, Are you messing with me? College hoops. Wisconsin men's basketball. The Badgers win 105-76 against Arkansas State. That's the highest scoring game for the Badgers since Greg Gard took over. NBA. The Bucks beat the Nets 129-125 in Brooklyn. A busy night for Giannis. 36 points, 12 rebounds. Who said it was good having Chris Middleton back on the floor?
He's getting more comfortable, more comfortable. We're going to need him to be aggressive. We're going to need him to beat Chris. Tonight was just an example of his greatness.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands at up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Be proactive. Get your brain health screen done in November. The ADRC of the North will be offering brain health screens throughout the month of November. Come meet with Shay, the dementia care specialist for Price County, to have a screening done. It only takes about 10 to 15 minutes of your time. Offered at convenient locations across Price County. Call the ADRC of the North for more information at 1-866-663-3607 or check out the Facebook page for the ADRC of the North Price County Branch. You'll also find posters in the community featuring dates and times. Be proactive. Get your brain health screen done. Call 1-866-663-3607 to reach the ADRC of the North to ask about brain health screening in November.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. I look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers are back to work today, getting ready for Sunday's road game at Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Some fresh air for the organization after the Packers ended a four-game slide last Sunday in a win over the Rams. Rookie tight end Luke Musgrave scoring his first NFL touchdown in that one.
Yeah, awesome feeling. It's been a while, but it's awesome to get in the end zone and help the team win, but there's not quite a feeling like it.
The touchdown went for 25 yards, and he finished with three catches for 51 on the day. Musgrave says it was a much-needed win.
Obviously, you always want to win, and the locker room just vibe after a win versus a loss is miles different, so we're always wanting to win, and this was awesome. This was great.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Title Town after this.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. and it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
One more note on Luke Musgrave's first NFL touchdown. When he reached the end zone, Musgrave didn't follow through with a Lambeau leap into the stands.
I'm not a big celebrator. That's something I probably could improve on. So maybe next, maybe that'll be something that I reflect on, among other things. But yeah, I need to get better at celebrating. I've never been a great celebrator, but it's still fun to get in the end zone.
Packers and Steelers hook up on Sunday in a noon kick in Pittsburgh. Green Bay will be in search of its second straight victory for the first time this season. They enter the week 3 full games behind the front-running Lions. I'm Bill Scott. That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
There's a whole lot more.
Brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
From a stranger in a bar, the last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last night coming in here.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Sick for days, and mama's probably on her way, 'cause I ain't picked up the phone. I've been a million places, but they're all up in my head. Over drinking, overthinking ever since you left.
To be a cloudy and a bit wet day today, and we're going to see temperatures continue to linger in the mid-upper 30s for the week and probably into the weekend. Next week, is all indications are next week is going to be a mild week with temperatures upper 40s and even into the low and mid-50s, depending on which end of the north-south stratosphere you are listening on. So it looks to be a wimpy start to the winter weather. I know it's still autumn, but you know what I mean. And the chances of having snow right now for the deer hunting opener are not good with temperatures right now. Right now, the forecast for the opening day of gun deer season is a high of 50 degrees and a sunny day. So you might want to get out that that tank top that you took to the beach. Yeah, you might need that. Be out in the orange, of course, an orange tank top. I hope your Wednesday is fabulous. Thanks to all of our guests for coming in. Some good local information, and we continue to strive to do that. John St. John is in next. We got Bucks basketball tonight. I believe it's right around a 6 o'clock tap. Hope you have a great day. We'll see you back in here tomorrow.
Now scanning the country music
playlist. Bury me in Georgia. I'm alone.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
crackle in the fall air. Red dirt playing on the radio. Big Dipper hanging high up there. Breathe in the backwoods and let it go. I ain't never been to church going tight. Can't quote much past 3:16. Even though it's a Friday night, the church found me sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen. Killing time, living life with some down home friends. When the world's gone crazy, man, it all makes sense. Sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen. Amen. Tell them, boys. Yeah, man. Got a thanking for a little piece of dirt, little piece of mind from a cold one. Got a country angel. You never let go of. I don't know what heaven looks like. No, I don't think anybody does. If it's like down here, up there tonight, then there's folks like us sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen. Killing time, living life with some down home friends. When the world's gone crazy, man, it all makes sense. Sitting here drinking beer, talking God. Like, and who the hell does? If it's like down here, up there tonight, there's folks like us sitting here drinking beer, talking God, amen. Killing time, living life with some down home friends. Sitting we'll be right back.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.